Exposing bogus fitness influencers. God, I hope I never make that list.
You just made the list!
Created live on Fireside.
Do you like to work out while listening to podcasts? If so, are they workout related? Well, today I'm going to go over the top 10 workout podcasts out there. According to Jeff Tubbert, he wrote an article. I thought I would go over it and see if I made the list. I will share with you which ones he wrote. And he basically wrote the top 10 best podcasts to listen to while working out. Now, he specifically didn't say that there would have to be workout related. So that is my question to you. Be sure to let me know. If anyone comes onto Fireside while the show's going on, that will be my question. You could come up and answer at any time. He wrote, sometimes the worst thing you can do is listen to the gym music. And I guess depending on the gym you go to, that could be very true. I've gone to some gyms that play some horrible music. So he wrote the top 10, but he didn't put any particular order, which I could understand why. He put quite a few podcasts that I listened to, and I could understand why they made his top 10. No particular order. He does have the Huberman Lab, which I'm always talking about him all the time. I think he has an excellent podcast. He is a professor at Stanford University of Medicine, and he gives such informative podcasts that are pretty, I would say, long, depending on. He's got some series where I think they're like 3 hours each, and it's a series of six or seven, but they're very, very informative, and the guests he has on there are great. I highly recommend him. I listen to him all the time, and sometimes he gives so much information that I could make a whole show about me watching his show and seeing all the knowledge that I learned or got refreshed memory of because I watched them. The second one that he has on here, I've never listened to myself. It's called The Right Time with Bonium Jones. And this one, he's talking a little bit about, looks like sports and your favorite sports stories. So this doesn't have anything to do with working out. And thank you for joining me here. My question I'm asking is, do you listen to podcasts while working out? And if so, are they workout related? And on the list, third, he has listed The Mindset Mentor. I've never listened to this podcast myself, but I do believe in the mindset, and anybody who's a mentor in mindset, I'm sure it's pretty good. I'll probably check this one out. It is by Rob Dial, which I'm not quite sure of his background. Never heard of him. Then I believe this is the fourth one coming up. Yeah, the fourth one. The next one up is Ben Greenfield Life, and I actually wrote him an email, invited him on the show, and Mr. Huberman, I'm going to be writing you an email and inviting you on the show. I would love to have you both on as a guest. Never heard from you, Mr. Greenfield. However, I did listen to your podcast a lot before. Very, I would say, technical or very, very informative, but at the same time, some of the words just depending on the demographic that's listening to it. You know, I grew up with a lot of people who'd be like, why you got to talk to me like I got to know something? If you've ever seen that line from Scarface, why you got to talk to me like I got to know something all the time? You know, Greenfield gives a lot of information that could be just go over your head. And sometimes I would listen to it more than once and I would capture more information. And even Huberman, he's talking about, I'm going to try and keep it as simple as possible. Then he talks about protocols, and I don't hear the average person on the street talking protocols. So even his simplified version can be intense depending on your level of already of what you know or how into you are in the subject. I always try and keep it entertaining because I know some people, your brain can hurt after listening to a podcast like Ben Greenfield, but he does try a lot of good things, and he's done a lot of shows where he tests things that I necessarily may not want to do. You should definitely check out his podcast. Very informative. And then this one's called Science Versus. This one I also have not heard of before, listened to actually as well. And I know some people like to learn about the body. So if it's like the human science or anything like that, I'm all for it. Even science in general, but there I go back to my question. And if you're listening to the show after, you could always leave in the comments. If you listen to podcasts while working out, I've actually had a few people reach out to me and tell me that they listen to it while working out. So I appreciate that. And everybody else watching the stream and who just listens as a podcast or watches a replay anywhere, appreciate you. The next one, I think I lost track, but maybe this is 5 or 6. It's called The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. And this is the guy, the inventor of Bulletproof Coffee. I have actually tried Bulletproof Coffee a few times. Can't really say it was anything that memorable where I'm like, oh yeah, I definitely want to try it again. Since I'm doing a show about energy drinks and I did one about coffee, definitely going to have to revisit Bulletproof Coffee and the benefits. And there's a couple other products that I'm going to be, that they claim the same thing and may, hopefully they do come through, but we'll see the alternatives. And one of his goals, according to the article, is that he wants to live to 180. It looks like Jennifer, if I could see right, has joined. Thank you for joining. I'm asking if you listen to podcasts while working out. And if so, are they workout related? You're welcome to come on stage if you wish or just listen in. Looks like you do. Let me see the chat here. Oh, hi. Yes. So you can give me another thumbs up if you listen to workout related podcasts or if you only listen to podcasts that are also maybe not workout related. And let's see here. Someone else joined. Thank you for joining. Looks like Deborah. Basically, I'm going over the top 10 podcasts. And I'm asking if you listen to podcasts while working out, and if so, are they workout related? And according to this article, I'm probably at number, I think there's like 4 more, but then I have more to add to it. So this person though, who wrote the article, put ESPN Daily, and that's where it has nothing to do with working out except the fact that it's sports related. And if you're into sports, that might be your motivation to work out, or if you're listening to a particular sport or they have a particular expert or coach on that field, I could see why you would listen to it. I've listened to ESPN, of course, the podcast, but not ESPN Daily. Maybe I'll check them out. Then they have Mind Pump, a podcast, which I always see it in the top 10 list everywhere. Usually I when I look it up, but this one, I've never actually listened to it. It looks like he has a lot of experience, over 40 years combined experience. And he, part of the show is like interviews and exposing bogus fitness influencers. God, I hope I never make that list.
I just made the list! Oh my
God. And then finally, they have 30 for 30, which I've seen plenty of their documentaries. Excellent. They do a great job of telling a story. I've seen many different seasons. I think I've maybe heard 1 or 2 podcasts. I'd have to go back to see how it translates from watching the actual documentary that they put together versus the podcast. Me personally, I don't listen to podcasts while I work out. I listen to podcasts before I work out. I used to listen to it. Sometimes it just depends because I go like on a pace where I'll listen to music for a long time and then I'll stop. And then what I'll go start listening to podcasts. And let's see here. I'm going to try and read some of the comments without my glasses. And interesting, when working out, exercising, I usually listen to music and then podcasts or doing other activities. And that's what I do. I listen to it, or even I put on YouTube and I listen to whoever I want to listen to at the time. But I go through phases, I guess, overall. I do, and then I've had shows because I know it seems like my podcast listeners really love it when I talk about music. Out of close to, this is episode 188, maybe my top 10 episodes, all are music related. And I've done episodes where, should you work out to music? Is it beneficial? Is it not? If you listen to David Goggins, it's like basically a sin that you listen to workout music. You shouldn't need something external. And same thing with podcasts. But sometimes I feel more like, let's say I'm running a lot of miles because, for example, I'm doing the OC marathon next weekend. That'll be my 59th marathon. If you run and you listen to music, although they do have great apps that I've gone over on previous music shows, if you listen to something that's really hype and upbeat, your cadence, your pace can actually speed up because you get excited and that could throw you off. So listening to a podcast where it's just conversation or one person's speaking could also just have you stay at a normal pace besides getting thrown off. Because, for example, if some Rage Against the Machine comes on, then of course I want to go faster, and then that could definitely throw off my cadence. So I listen to both, but then now that I learned more about from doing these shows and sharing what I already knew from DJing and beats per minute, and then learning that you can actually run faster if you run certain beats per minute, I just started listening to different opinions on whether you should or you shouldn't. I really think it's going to come down to individual base or individual cases. It's not going to be a one fit for everybody. Although I did been looking into it a lot, just like for the shamans and the ancient rituals, a lot of it was just in order to get into this transcendental, or even when they would go hunting, they'd always play music, and music can put you in this elevated mood that seems to have some sort of really great benefits. But once again, I do believe hardcore, and I've read both of his books of Goggins, having to have something external every time to get you motivated is not something, it could be also a negative. You know, you should be able to, that'll come through discipline, but you shouldn't always need your earbuds or your headphones to be able to go for a run, to get on the treadmill, to do some cardio. You should be able to just motivate yourself and go ahead, take that pre-workout, which I'm doing a whole show on. That's been taking me about 2 weeks trying different pre-workout. When I say really energy drinks, pre-workouts, it's like a whole different animal. So be on the lookout for that. I'll be doing that as well. And the other one that I skipped is All Fantasy Everything. And I do play fantasy, but I don't think everybody likes fantasy or sports in general. And I have friends who have done Ironman, but they don't listen to sports at all. So some of the ones on the list, I don't agree with. And other than that, to the author, great job on the article. I don't disagree with a lot of the people on the list, but Jeff Turbitt, I got to say, acknowledge me. Closing in on 200 episodes, trying to do 100 episodes per year. I will be hitting my second year in late May. This is 188. I'm going to see if I can do it. You're more than welcome to follow my journey. As far as podcasting, I'm already an endurance athlete. 58 marathons completed, blue belt in jiu-jitsu, kettlebell certified, U.S. track and field certified. It's not another guy talking about fitness and workouts. That's part of my lifestyle. It's been that forever. And I'm just trying to encourage people to work out, or even as far as careers, the number of people that will go professional in any sort of sports is very, very slim. But maybe have you considered being a sports doctor or a sports lawyer or strength and conditioning coach? And there's the play-by-play guy. There's so many different options besides, and also in fitness that you can do now. If you love sports and you don't want to work a 9-to-5, then I'm trying to be able to show you some alternatives with a guest as well that I bring on. And hopefully that'll plant some sort of seed, or maybe you'll hear a guest that will give you some information that you previously didn't know. And I want to say thank you everybody for joining me as well. Till next time, this has been Coach Ray Z, Athletic Definition, episode 188, and I'm out.